Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Emotional baggage. I teased everybody before the break.
Emotional baggage.
Is emotional baggage actually destroying your retirement?
Wow.
Yeah, well, so let's give some context and phrase that a little bit.
Okay.
It was an interesting week. We often, you know, sit around and we think about what was sort of the commonality of the kind of conversations we had during the week.
Yep.
And there was some interesting conversation. This is not financial. This was about
talking to clients. Yeah.
This is about talking to clients and understanding the context of the conversation we're having with respect to the retirement, their experience, and the emotional reaction to their money.
Correct.
Okay. I'll start with the experience I had because
okay.
I had a conversation. I had a series of conversations with a family, clients of ours, and we were trying to come to some consensus on the structure, on the strategy in the different four buckets that we talk about.
Gotcha.
And I couldn't understand one element that we kept talking about. There was a specific piece of their portfolio that this gal was particularly sensitive to, and I didn't understand or couldn't understand the context of it. And we went through a financial planning process, and Faisal, well, you've seen it. So there's no way we could break this financial plan. They're rock solid.
We stress test the financial plan to see that even if we had negative returns forever.
The rest of their lives.
They were okay.
They were fine.
That's a very comforting situation. That even if you lost money every year,
right,
you're still okay.
You would think so. Right? You would think so. Mm-hmm. And so this last week, we had a follow-up meeting, and we went through it. And I asked the question. I said, okay, we know the math is fine. There's no issues here. I said, I know that. What do you need from us in order to feel a sense of comfort? Because she's thinking of now retiring. He's already retired. She's thinking of retiring.
Got you.
Okay. And I'll tell you what came out of the conversation. And it was a super productive and it was a brilliant meeting at the end of the day. We started to talk about the emotional context around the money.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
So she had received an inheritance from her dad.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so this inheritance money was very near and dear to her heart, and she wanted to make sure it got to the kids. So this wasn't part of the overall portfolio. This was a separate entity.
This is a legacy bucket.
This is a legacy bucket piece.
Gotcha.
Okay. It was not, and it was seen very differently from the rest of the assets that they have accumulated throughout the course of their life. And as we had this conversation, she started to share with me, and I won't go through the details of it, but started to share with me her experience with her father and some of the ups and downs that they had and how hard it was for him at the end of the day to pass this money on, to accumulate it, and then pass it on to them. And so the context of this conversation as it rolled out, you know, myself and Sarah, one of our financial planning team members, were sitting there, we're going, ah, I got it. The light bulb's gone on. Now we understand how we can structure this in order to meet all of these various objectives.
Beautiful.
Okay. So the context, the conversation, the emotional attachment to that money was such an important piece of the overall planning process. It had nothing to do with numbers.
Okay. So I had a very similar interaction with a client. Inheritance money.
Mm-hmm.
Before they came to us, they were dealing with another advisor. The portfolio went down. The client said, I'm frustrated, upset, shared her emotion with it. And the advisor said, well, that's just a paper loss. Don't worry.
Ooh.
And so typical comment that we hear in our industry.
Right.
It's a paper loss. It's not realized until you sell.
Right.
What the advisor, I guess, didn't realize is that where that money came from, that was an inheritance money as well.
Right.
And so you and I were talking about this on Friday. Do you remember when you're teaching your kid division?
Oh, yeah.
And you put it on a piece of paper or on a board or something, and there used to be a thing called remainder.
Yep.
So you're dividing two numbers, and whatever's left over is the remainder.
Yep.
That is a similar thing when people go through retirement. The remainder of what you've had throughout your life is carried into retirement. So you may call it emotional baggage. You may want to call it a remainder, whatever you want to call it. You're bringing all of your life experiences to the retirement table.
Right.
Some of it has to do with how you were raised. Some of it is on how you've made money, lost money.
Right.
Your relationship with your family members.
Right.
All this stuff comes to the point of retirement, and then you have to make decisions about your future.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these individuals are still learning about themselves and how they react to things, yep. how they handle stressful situations. And some of them are able to articulate, is it me and my emotion, or is it my rational side speaking at this point in time?
Right.
And those who can articulate that I am reacting emotionally, not rationally, helps the advisor, helps the conversation. Those who react emotionally, it is our job to uncover what those issues really are. Mm-hmm. And that could be because it's inheritance money, or I'm not getting along with my spouse, or I hate where I'm going to when right. I retire, right. or I got fired and now I have to retire, and so now the world looks different. Mm-hmm. And so this remainder, this emotional piece that you bring to retirement, will dictate your reaction to your money. Mm-hmm. And it may result in poor decisions being made.
Right.
I'm not saying it always will, but it may impact. So if you feel that you need to preserve capital and take a lower rate of return because of your emotional fear, that might be negative to your long-term success in your retirement. Mm-hmm. So you need to check those numbers to see if it matches what the emotion is.
Well, there's an emotional context. There's a story. We were talking about the story. Everybody's got a story.
The story,
right?
Yeah.
I'm going to share another experience. This was the previous week, but this was a couple that I met with, and we were doing some strategy review. And there were some tears in this meeting because we were talking about the ups and downs and the volatility of the last quarter. And he wasn't at all bothered, and she was bothered by it in their growth bucket. But she, you know, the conversation, she was very open about this, stemmed from her story. She grew up poor, dirt poor. She said, we had nothing, 5 kids and nothing. Mm-hmm. And here we are today, and she was a stay-at-home mom in this relationship. And she said, my husband's done a great job of building this capital, but I can't stand to see it go down because it brings up the history, my experience when I was young. And
have to relive the story potentially.
Exactly. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks. That's why I thought when we discuss this, we should do a segment on this, because the emotional context, the story that people have that they bring to this point of retirement influences the way they see the money. Influences the way we have to invest the money to accommodate for those influences, and we have to protect them against making an emotional decision that can have an adverse effect longer term.
And this is a challenge in our industry, and I'll tell you my personal challenge, because math dictates my actions. Okay, I don't have emotion behind money. I don't have emotion behind the math to help people reach their financial goals. Mm-hmm. So it's a challenge for someone like me to actually understand what the emotion or the story is and how we have to tweak it. Because sometimes what's good for math
right.
is bad for the person.
Right, exactly.
And sometimes what's good for the person doesn't make sense mathematically.
Right.
Exactly, and that's okay.
Right. Yep.
But that has to have a discussion, a conversation, a mutual agreement that we're living by certain rules.
Right.
Or understandings?
Right. And often it's a process, right? So so if there's somebody that's incredibly nervous about risk, well, you don't want to have 100% equities and experience that. But you can, over time, educate, right? Help them understand, put in place structure in the buckets to make sure that the different pieces handle all of the different goals and objectives. And this is essentially what, you know, our whole practice is built on, is that the complexity of retirement, including the emotional portion of it, is built on the fact that we have different goals and objectives than we did when we were 30 or 40 years old.
Correct.
When you had a paycheck coming in and all you wanted everything to do was to grow, just get bigger. One simple objective, and I had a long time horizon to do it. That is not the case when you get to this stage. The financial complexity increases, and then layer on top of that the emotional complexity of all of this.
You're vulnerable or exposed
right.
at that point in time.
Right.
And that's where the problem lies, that when you become vulnerable and you don't have an out,
right.
you just can't go back and go right. to work again.
That's right.
You can't replenish that right. money. That yep. that fear, that anxiety level kicks in. So I think that's, you know, the takeaway from this piece is tell your story.
Right.
Just tell your story to your advisor, to your financial team, and let them understand where you're coming from
right.
so they know where you want to go.
Right. Because you don't want to hear that comment that it's just you know, hey, it's a long-term game. That doesn't satisfy anybody's emotional angst when they're going through fear. But we've got to understand the context of that.
Absolutely.
Okay, for a couple of math guys, I think we did pretty good there. your comments are welcome. Send them all to Faisal if
please
you
do.
That's
please
right.
do. Yes. And we'd love to see you at our next seminar where we're going to talk about the four buckets and how to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, March 26th, 8:30 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400 or register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. The whole team looks forward to seeing you there. I want to remind you that any of our past segments today or beyond, you know, in further into the past, we archive those on, that was not very eloquent, I know. We archive them all on morethanmoneyradio.com, and you can have them delivered directly to you by searching for More Than Money CHQR on Apple Podcast or in your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.